52DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The United States pushing for a deal with other Western leaders to supply German-made tanks to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin calling it a pivotal time in the war as the U.S. warns Russia is likely planning a spring offensive. Vice President Kamala Harris visiting a water storage facility in California on Friday, hailing the system as key in combating the state's water problems.
Investing in smart ways to store water so that we will have that water in times of crisis such as drought.
The reservoir stores stormwater for later use. Harris's visit comes after California saw weeks of heavy rain helping ease its drought levels. Five Memphis police officers have been fired for using excessive force after a man died days after a traffic stop on January 7th. The man's family demanding answers and say his injuries were severe. The Department of Justice is investigating. Unrest continues in Peru, demonstrators calling for ousted President Pedro Castillo to be released from custody. This is ABC News. Federal prosecutors have told a California court that disgraced Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes is a flight risk and shouldn't be allowed to stay out of prison while she appeals her 11-year prison sentence for defrauding investors. Authorities say she had a one-way plane ticket booked for Mexico in January last year, 3 weeks after being convicted on fraud and conspiracy charges. No response yet from her attorneys. Vice President Kamala Harris visiting a water storage facility in Los Angeles on Friday. Harris hailed the Tujunga Spreading Gardens, which collects and stores storm water for later use, as an innovative solution to help protect the state during times of drought.
We can build up resilience and adaptation and do the kind of work that is happening right here, which is investing in smart ways to store water.
Her visit comes after weeks of powerful rains that hit California, helping reduce the state's drought levels. But Harris warned the state's water problems are far from over. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, what, Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, dude.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost done. We almost did it.
We still got to get through today. But we did it. We lived to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Airing the grievances up in this joint, Dom, 844-967-2789. Would like to mention the National Women's March coming to Madison, Wisconsin, my hometown, this Sunday. So, you know, if you're in town, give us a little shout out on the social medias, at Devil Radio on Twitter, and I'll notice sometime in the next week or so, or hit us up on Facebook, at the Devil's Advocates Radio. Dom, there's a strange and troubling headline. I haven't read past the headline. I hate to jump into something I haven't read past. Let's go a different direction. Let's go with the national headline. But check the Madison.com. See what I'm talking about. Florida judge whacks Trump lawyers with nearly $1 million in sanctions for misuse of the courts. Now, normally we air the grievances, but unless you're Donald Trump, this isn't bugging any of my friends. You know what I mean? It's finally time to start paying the piper, Dom. And then we've got an update story on this as well. Federal District Court Judge Donald Middlebrooks on Thursday, that's yesterday, dropped the hammer, baby, on former President Donald Trump's attorneys by hitting them with sanctions totaling $1 million, or nearly that, for what he described as misuse of the courts. I have always wondered, how can it be that Donald Trump can use the courts at his whim, throw this crap out there, and then withdraw it at the last minute, you know, when it would force him to be deposed? Something of that sort, you know? Very litigious.
Playing political games with the court system, yes.
In a court order flagged by Politico's Kyle Cheney, Middlebrooks, that's the judge, raked Trump's lawyers over the coals for their failed lawsuit against Hillary Clinton for purportedly defaming him by accusing him of being Russian President Vladimir Putin's puppet during the 2016 campaign.
I'm no puppet. You're the puppet.
Middlebrooks said in part, Dom, this case should never have been brought. Its inadequacy as a legal claim was evident from the start. No reasonable lawyer, you sure Rudy didn't play a part? No reasonable lawyer would have filed it. Intended for a political purpose, none of the counts of the amended complaint stated a cognizable legal claim. A
It's a lot of nice ways of saying, man,
you're
is this
full of it.
Oh my goodness. Middle Brooks went on to detail damage caused by the Trump legal team's actions. 31 individuals and entities were needlessly harmed in order to dishonestly advance a political narrative, a continuing pattern of misuse of the courts by Mr. Trump and his lawyers. Undermines the rule of law, portrays judges as partisans, and diverts resources from those who have suffered actual legal harm.
Ouch.
As evidence of the frivolity of the lawsuit, Middlebrooks cited an interview Trump attorney Alina Haba gave to Foxy News' Sean Hannity, where she revealed even Trump thought the case against Clinton wouldn't work and that she persuaded him to back it anyways. I wonder if she'll persuade him to pay the $1 million in sanctions down.
Right.
The former president looked at me and he told me, you know what, Alina, you're not going to win. Haba told Hannity last September, you can't win, just get rid of it. Don't do the case. And I said, no, we have to fight. In all, Middlebrooks leveled sanction against Trump's lawyers, like the one we were just quoting, $938,000. That's a lot of jingdom.
That's real money. And to put that into some context, wasn't the Trump Organization ordered to pay like $1.5 million for 15 years of fraud against the state of New York?
Maximum permissible under law in that particular case?
The max, and this is $938,000. But Crudy, also on that very same vein from ABC News, Donald Trump withdraws lawsuit against New York Attorney General Letitia James. Trump had filed a suit in response to the $250 million lawsuit filed by Attorney General James. Again, ABC News reporting, less than a day after receiving a warning from a federal judge, former President Trump has withdrawn his lawsuit against New York Attorney Tish James. The withdrawal came in a brief document filed Friday morning with the U.S. District Court Judge Donald Middlebrooks. Same guy who late Thursday warned Trump's legal team that the lawsuit appeared to verge on frivolous. A quote from the letter. Plaintiff, President Donald J. Trump. You know, he's not president. By and through his undersigned counsel and pursuant to federal code, hereby voluntarily dismisses his claims in this action against defendant Letitia James without prejudice, the letter said. Trump's lawsuit against the AG had sought to shield Trump's revocable trust from James, who has an ongoing $250 million civil suit that alleges fraudulent conduct of the Trump Organization. Really? James has accused Trump and his family members of grossly, quote unquote, grossly inflating the former president's net worth by billions of dollars and of cheating lenders and others with false and misleading financial statements. Trump, who has denied the allegations, has called the investigation by James, who is black, a politically motivated witch hunt by an attorney general he has called racist. Trump's suit against James accused her of intimidation and harassment and of making repeated attempts to steal, destroy, or control all things Trump. On Thursday, Middlebrooks ordered Trump and his attorney, Alina Haba, to pay fines of nearly $1 million. We just talked about that for that revenge lawsuit against Hillary Clinton. In his Thursday opinion, the judge also cautioned Trump's attorneys that they could face sanction over their lawsuit against James. In the opinion, Middlebrooks called Trump a prolific and sophisticated litigant who is repeatedly using the courts to seek revenge on political adversaries. He is the mastermind of strategic abuse of the judicial process, and he cannot be seen as a litigant blindly following the advice of a lawyer. He knew full well the impact of his actions, Middlebrooks wrote. So after being fined by Middlebrooks yesterday to the tune of almost $1 million and warned that the Tish James AG New York lawsuit was frivolous, he backed down. He will not back down, but he did back down. He has withdrawn the lawsuit. Apparently he doesn't want to, you know what, pay another $1 million for frivolous lawsuits.
Why would you not play this one out, Dom? Because here's how I do the math. If okay. You're suing the AG for $250 million, and you just got fined a measly million. I mean, what's $1 million to a billionaire? But $250 million, that's a bet worth taking, right? You're betting 250-1. What kind of gambler is this man? Yellow bellied, that's what I would say. Or orange bellied.
Listen, and this is obviously great news. I mean, if you care about justice, you know, for a guy like Donald Trump to just, you know, use the justice system like this as a stick to beat his opponents with. And he's been famous for this, right? Over, you know, thousands and thousands of lawsuits over the years. Donald Trump, you know, half of them plaintiff, half of them defendant. He's very well aware of how the process works. So when the guy plays these games, and we all know he's playing games, it's so finally refreshing to see that a federal judge actually lays down the lumber on this BS, man. I mean, and this should have been done a long time ago. Granted, this case wasn't, you know, that long ago, but this is the same pattern of practice of Donald Trump and his attorneys going back since Donald Trump's been Donald Trump, but more specifically and more importantly, since Donald Trump has been president and former ex-president, disgraced, twice impeached, POS ex-president of the United States. So good on Middlebrooks. Pay that bill, Trump.
There'll be more lawsuits, though, just in different jurisdictions, I suspect. 844-967-2789. Dom, a grievance we had earlier in the week. We'll never know. The Supreme Court investigation of their internal leak, we'll never know. But the question, we didn't even know this yesterday, were the justices interviewed? And now we know, Dom. They were.
But
they weren't, what, held under oath? They didn't have to swear to their testimony? They didn't have to sign to it or anything?
They did not have to sign the same document attesting that their testimony was true like all the other 97 staffers or whoever else this Marshall interviewed. No.
Why would they, if they truly... Unless one of them was the leaker, right, Dom? Why would they not have willingly affirmed or attested to the veracity of the statements they're willing to make? I insist that I be interviewed under oath. Well, of course, they're all attorneys at law. Given the option to not be under oath, I'm sure they all opted for that one. Because they've all probably said something to their own spouses about a case or that Alito character or something, you know, that perhaps would be outside the Supreme Court judicial ethics. Maybe it would be less than kosher, if you will, Dom. But I got to think, if I was a Supreme Court justice, I mean, we talk about people being above the law. Don't they get to set their own recusal policy?
Yes.
When there's a leak that they claim could lead to devastating consequences. Someone could die over it.
An assassination claim, yes.
Yeah, I mean, someone tried to kill Brett Kavanaugh. No, someone showed up and called the cops on themselves and said, I'm having bad thoughts or something of the sort. But, you know, ultimately, shouldn't these guys be interviewed under oath? And girls, all of them.
Yes.
The justices, top to bottom. Get to the bottom of this. You know, if you're trying to establish credibility of the courts, this ain't the way to do it. Everybody's under oath, except the judge. He can lie if he wants to. Or she. But I'm talking about Alito in this case. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Air your grievances. It's a happier, happy hour. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post ABC News poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast overnight with a low of 21. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 28. Chance of snow showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 23. Cloudy skies. Cloudy Sunday. Decreasing clouds by Monday. Highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 24.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday. Air your grievances, 844-967-2789.
I know I'm kind of being selfish. Can I go again? I got another grievance.
All right, man. You got to get it off your chest, Crudy. It's not healthy for a man of your age to keep it all inside.
I would allow you to take this grievance, Tom, because you're going to be aggrieved. But I'm sure you haven't read past the headlines, so let me do it for you.
All right.
Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, right? Sparks outrage with rejection of African-American studies class. So the governor of Florida wading into education policy once again. Let me read from thehill.com. Florida gubernator Ron DeSantis is facing criticism after his administration rejected an advanced placement African American studies course from being taught in Florida schools, the latest curriculum-related action by the governor to draw fierce backlash. The DeSantis administration made the move earlier this month when it sent a letter to the College Board Florida Partnership arguing, and this is the quote, Dom, that the content of this course is inexplicably contrary to Florida law and significantly lacks educational value.
Wow.
Advanced placement African American studies, again, is contrary to Florida law and significantly lacks educational value, according to the governor. The letter didn't name which law the course purportedly violated, and the state's Department of Education did not clarify that matter when asked by The Hill. Must be breaking one of the laws. Ron keeps throwing them at us.
Something. It must be something. Can't have that any non-white history being taught in Florida.
The action has drawn heavy criticism with Democratic legislators, LGBTQ advocates, likening it to DeSantis's recent crusade against Florida schools teaching lessons related to sexual orientation or gender identity, topics state officials have argued are inappropriate for children. One more. This one, Florida Senator Shervon Jones, Democrat, the state's first openly gay senator. Florida is doing its best to tilt the scales and shut down important, much-needed discussions of race, slavery, stolen lands, and undeniable history that have led to where we are as a society today. A little bit more from the State Senator of Florida. Governor DeSantis' whitewashing of history and book bans are his latest assault on American history and our First Amendment rights. Horrifyingly, it is our vulnerable and underrepresented students who will suffer the most as a result.
Crudy, a February 2022 Quinnipiac University poll found that only 27% of Americans felt the U.S. history taught in schools reflects an accurate account of the role of African Americans in the country. The new Advanced Placement course, which is currently a pilot program in 60 schools nationwide, has been in the works for over a decade, according to the College Board. Ivory Toldson, the NAACP Director of Education, Innovation, and Research, condemned Florida's rejection of the course. Ron DeSantis's flippant dismissal of an AP African American Studies course is not only a dereliction of his duty to ensure equitable education for all Floridians, but shows clear disdain for the lives and experiences that form part of our national history, he said in a statement on Friday. Dismissing this important subject as lacking quote-unquote educational value defies centuries of evidence to the contrary. African-American history is American history, and failure to comprehend this very simple fact is un-American in and of itself. The Hill goes on to report, but Florida's rejection of the course follows a pattern from last year when DeSantis signed the Stop Wrongs to Our Kids and Employee Act into law. The law, known as the Stop Woke Act, prohibits any instruction that could make someone feel personally responsible for historic wrongdoings because of their race, sex, or national origin. Unveiling the legislative proposal last year, DeSantis said the measure was drafted with the intent of taking a stand against the state-sanctioned racism that is critical race theory, an academic theory that addresses systemic racism in the U.S. But scholars have argued that concepts related to critical race theory are not taught until students reach the college level.
So Ron DeSantis, in his run-up to what? Declaring himself the presidential, the great white hope for the Republican Party, because Trump's a little too orange-tinted for him. He's going to be the better, you know, less troubling, less Twitter problematic sort of fascist. And he's going to do so. He's going to do so. Pardon me. I heard a little echo. It must have been inside my ears. He is going to do so by what? What was he going to do? He's going to hate on the gays, hate on the blacks, and then use that as an elective campaign? And he thinks that by being the most racist, most, what, anti-trans, anti-woke, that somehow that's going to make him electable? How do you think that math works out electorally, Dom?
I think it works out fantastic for, you know, DeSantis amongst the white Christian nationalists. I think that'll do very well for him.
Call them the Republican base at this.
Exactly. The Republican base, gonna love it. The Florida Republican base, certainly. Well, what an asinine and obscene gesture. As New York Rep. Richie Torres said, Florida has gone from don't say gay to don't say black.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Going to have a little fun. It's the Happier Happy Hour. Still waiting for someone to quiz me on my political Wisconsin trivia. Dom, you... What would be your superpower, Dom?
Oh, my superpower? Sexy.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The United States pushing for a deal with other Western leaders to supply German-made tanks to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin calling it a pivotal time in the war as the U.S. warns Russia is likely planning a spring offensive. Vice President Kamala Harris visiting a water storage facility in California on Friday, hailing the system as key in combating the state's water problems.
Investing in smart ways to store water so that we will have that water in times of crisis such as drought.
The reservoir stores stormwater for later use. Harris's visit comes after California saw weeks of heavy rain helping ease its drought levels. Five Memphis police officers have been fired for using excessive force after a man died days after a traffic stop on January 7th. The man's family demanding answers and say his injuries were severe. The Department of Justice is investigating. Unrest continues in Peru, demonstrators calling for ousted President Pedro Castillo to be released from custody. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once. Once
oh,
in
yes.
Dean,
he has very
Wisconsin,
slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate. He literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids are like, what?
Bobby! He was invading lots of bubbles. Bobby, make the greasy man go away! I can smell the desperation, Mommy!
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
The Rick Smith Show. Where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We stand on the shoulders of the women who came before us.
Women who were told they were bad with money.
Women who couldn't even get a credit card without a man co-signing.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn to lead the way.
Join us at WeSaySaveIt.org,
where women of all ages and all budgets are learning how to save for retirement.
You work hard.
You make money.
Now make that money work for you.
Invest in yourself at WeSaySaveIt.org.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We air grievances. I take your Wisconsin State political trivia challenges, although no one's had the courage to challenge the champ so far. I'd even find some swag in the cupboard if the caller beat me, Dom.
Somebody can stump you. They get a free t-shirt, Crudy.
Something like that. I got some t-shirts.
All right.
There's some whiskey back there as well. You got to prove
your
age.
Hey, no, not my whiskey.
Not your whiskey.
Oh, okay.
I got my own liquor cabinet world over here, Dom. 844-967-2789. I wish you all luck. Andy from Beaver Dam. Appreciate your patience. What do you got for us, Andy?
Hey, Andy. Happy Friday, man.
Well, I still have my Virgin Devil t-shirt. I'm almost too proud to, want to preserve it for posterity, but
I'd put it behind glass in the trophy case.
Yeah, well, you can pass that down for generations, Andy, and make your grandchildren wealthy beyond their wildest imaginations.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. But my grievance, and to make this short, if I were Dom at the Las Vegas Democratic or whatever the heck it was, and now you guys are all young dudes, but if I were that close to Andrea Mitchell, and then I came to the realization that I'm almost as old, if not more than she is, and you know, I'm thinking, oh God, you know, but Andrea, of course, works on it real hard.
I'm not sure what you're trying to express here, Andy. You got the hots for Andrea Mitchell? What are you telling us?
Oh, no, no. She's married to that one.
Alan Greenspan.
Alan Greenspan.
Former Treasury Secretary and his unusual frothiness of the markets.
Right. And just let the whole thing go. Just let the markets seek their own level. And then all of a sudden, here comes 2008. But anyway, no. I was just saying to bring out the fact that, you know, Andrea is no spring chicken, and I'm right up there with her. So, you know, it's just, I don't know.
So in a roundabout way, you felt like Dom was calling you old, Andy? Are we getting closer to the truth now?
Oh, not by choice. No. But I'm trying to, in a fantasy, I'm trying to be like where he was. And thinking, if that would have happened to me, you know, I'd be saying, oh, my God, you know. But Dom is a young buck. He's only, like, what, 51? I mean, that's hardly broken. You know, he's hardly, you know, he's got that beautiful wife. He went out to the Big Apple last weekend and went to the plays and the Broadway and all that. I mean, it's all, life is good. You know, it's a perfect, it's a beautiful.
Life is good, but a little confusing for the last few minutes here for me, Andy.
Andy, thanks. I'm not clear, but I think, you know, there is the starstruckness. I don't have that. You know what I'm saying? And I think there is.
Because you never recognize the players.
Whatever, man. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm the star walking in the room, Andy. You know what I mean? So they should be coming up to me. That's my attitude. But I think that standoffness, and I think Andrea Mitchell did a good job that night. And I know some people give her a little criticism here and there, but to be a woman in this business and make it as far as she has, I mean, there's some props right there. But I think the way that, you know, we as a culture treat the, you know, the stars and the pop culture and the music and the movie thing and all that, I think that's not great. I think that sort of weird idol worship and, you know, kind of the giving these guys a pass because of, you know, you like this song, you like that movie, you like that position. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we're all human beings, you know, we all decide how we're going to live our lives. And some people want to run after the stories and run after the politicians. And some people, you know, want to be those politicians. Some people want to be those stars. But you know, we're all the same, man. We all bleed red, we all breathe air, and that commonality kind of, from my perspective, makes it all seem like, well, you know, they're not anybody different than you or me, Andy. So I'm not a starstruck kind of guy, and I wish more people would you know, lay the lumber down on some of these politicians that seemingly get away. I think the guys like Donald Trump, the Republican Party, look how they looked up to, you know, allowed him to take that party over. They were willing conspirators in their own kidnapping. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of that, I think, is that perception, accurate or not, that Donald Trump is a wealthy man beyond his and anyone's wildest thoughts. And that if they somehow, you know, do right by him, that they're going to get some of that money. I mean, I don't know what else to say. That's what it seems like to me. And of course, that's not the case. Guys like Donald Trump, he's a professional grifter. He's been doing nothing but grifting off of his you know, mega acolytes since day one. Build that wall. I mean, the Bannon even got in on it, man, but he got in trouble for it. So you know, Donald Trump is all about making that money. And if they didn't fall for it, if they treated him like everybody else, nobody would fall for it.
Tom, I've got a thought. Politics is just showbiz for ugly people. You know, I've got that sign here in the studio, in the Solidarity Realty studio in Madison. You know, not you or I.
Oh, of course, of course. Everybody else.
We're media. We're the beautiful people. And the other, here's the question, trivia out of left field, Tom. And
you can
hit me, but, you know, who's Andrea Mitchell dating or married to? I got Alan Greenspan, so I'm taking a check for that one. Who sang the national anthem through the wall at the first presidential debate in the 2016 Democratic cycle? And I can give you three, two, one.
You're either a female. It was a female.
It was a female voice. And if it makes you happy, Dom, I will tell you it's Sheryl Crow.
Oh, okay.
See, nice. There's that pop culture thing. You're just not that into it.
Yeah, you know, fine, good. You know, does it really matter who sang it before the?
It was a little startling because we were watching the television coverage and the radio room where they put radio guys in the far back. Right. And maybe
two of us.
Maybe some internet journalists and the radio guys. And they were preparing and were watching on TV, but the reality was a little ahead of the coverage. So what we were seeing was time delayed. So all of a sudden, through the wall, Sheryl Crow burst out with the Star Spangled Banner. It was just a momentary startling thing. A female voice, as you would describe it.
I got that part right. I was right.
We got a trivia question for me. Then we'll take some more
nothing,
calls.
Nothing yet. What's the phone number, Curdy? What's the phone number?
Oh, that's troubling sometimes. But
sometimes it is.
844-967-2789. And if you've never been on the show before, or you're from Green Bay, or you want to ask me a trivia question, win a t-shirt or something. I got some t-shirts back there. Whiskey, you got to do more than answer a question. But 844-967-2789. Dick in the garage. Don't ask me if I heard what some other host was talking about today, or I'll lose it. Unless it was Jim Troupas, then I'm okay with it.
Oh, my God, guys. Andy, please. You look 100 times younger than Andrea Mitchell. I think that she looks way older than Barbara Walters, who just passed away at 97. But that's
why we all be an ageist against Andrea Mitchell. I mean, talk about her bad journalism
I don't know about that, man. I don't know, man. Andy looks about as old as Andrea Mitchell. I gotta be honest, but not to be ageist. Thanks, Dick.
Andy can still hear you, you know.
Okay. But here's my grievance today.
Yes.
Yeah. Last night at this time, I'm watching Ari Melbert, and he had the most fantastic show on what's going on with this lawsuit with the ridiculous, you know what I'm talking about. It just... unbelievable.
No, you got to be a little more descriptive. I didn't live your life with you.
Rupert Murdoch and the whole thing and the whole cabal of that. And they're...
Are we talking about the Dominion defamation suit against...
Yes.
Okay, please continue.
Yes. And not one person has picked it up today. I mean, he put him right in the sight line of, and guess who? Sean Hannity, he even said that he knew this was all a fallacy about Trump winning when he was really put to the test, when it could cost him.
I didn't believe it for a second, he said.
Right. And yet he went out and kept the lie. Why is this not a huge news story, guys?
Well, you've heard of the big lie because it's been an extremely big news story. But the ongoing play-by-play of the defamation lawsuit, I mean, Dick, there's just so many fronts, so many legal fronts. You know, we have to clarify which lawsuit against the former president you're referencing. The one that he filed that was dismissed, the one where his lawyers were sanctioned, the one where his deposition testimony was released, the one where, you know what I mean? He's not even a direct defendant in this one. It's the news that, of course, was willing to tell the big lies and allow others to do so.
And we, in some ways, and I think it's a good point, Dick. I mean, there's lots of important stories out there. And this one, you know, we'll see what the conclusion is, you know, the ins and outs, whether, you know, what Murdoch said or whatever is ultimately irrelevant until the conviction comes, hopefully. And they end up paying, you know, billions of dollars.
Not conviction, civil forfeiture.
Civil forfeiture, conviction. Fine, whatever you want to call it. Guilty. Yes, they did it. Call it what you want. Give them $1.5 billion. And they should. I mean, that should shut them down.
No.
As far as I'm concerned. They're stuck. But it should. Well, they got lots of money. I get it. But it is a big story. And if any of these individually 20 years ago would have been devastating. I mean, if it was a, you know, NBC or any of the big broadcasting, you know, pre-cable back in the day. If that would have been them getting sued for billions of dollars, it'd be huge, be all over everything, everywhere. But there's just so much getting thrown at us that we get kind of numb to it.
Dan Rather lost his career for a true story represented through a false document. And somehow the truth of George W. Bush's failure to report for service in the Texas Air National Guard went by the wayside. Dan Rather lost his career over it, and it was basically a fraudulent document. But what it reported, as near as I can tell, was mostly accurate. 844-967-2789. Bill from Madison. Welcome, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Welcome. I got a trivia question.
All right, man. I've been waiting all day for this.
All right. Why is it called taking a dump when you're not actually taking anything?
As much as I'm not going there with you, Bill. I'm not into the scatological humor. That's not so much.
I think we're looking for political trivia specifically. But thanks for the contribution. We'll just leave it there.
Instead of. Never mind. There's like three times today where I've wanted to say something, and I've thought, really, really, Crudy, you shouldn't.
Well, see, you're growing as a broadcaster, as a journalist, as a human being. You know, not everything needs to go from your brain out your mouth. Some things you can just let ruminate for a while.
You got a trivia question for me? I haven't gotten one legitimate trivia question. I filled in some blanks and Andy's faulty memory, but give me one down.
I'll come back after the break. We'll take some callers, and I will wrap this up with a stumper for Crudy. Stick around. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates. We're going to hear Crudy say, I don't know. We're going to hear it. 844-967-2789. One more segment this Friday. We'll be right back.
Will there be a lawsuit? Yeah, probably.
No respect for human
beings.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies overnight with lows around 21. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 28 tomorrow. Cloudy. Chance of snow showers tomorrow night. Lows around 23. Cloudy skies expected. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 24.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. Crudy, I'm going to throw my question out there. Then we'll get to the callers. Name a person that we interviewed, the Devil's Advocates interviewed back in, God, maybe 2015, who recently hosted an awards show.
Jared Carmichael, Golden Globes.
Yeah, damn it. Yes.
He
just hosted the Golden Globes, man.
I still brag about having that guy in studio. Are you kidding me? Jared Carmichael, before he was a big time, he had already signed the pilot with NBC. And we got him care of the fine folks at Comedy on State. Eve Parra and the team down there, they do a hell of a job. And she brought Jared Carmichael in our studio. And now the guy's big time, man. He got the Devil's Advocates bump.
Yeah, he's a funny dude.
And I remembered the Paul Soglin, so I guess technically you'd already given me a question.
Ah, damn it.
No t-shirt for you.
I got some.
I will give a t-shirt away. We'll go speed round. I'll see if I can answer the questions. 844-967-2789. Rico, what do you got for us?
Oh, man, I don't have no question. I wouldn't even begin to.
All right, make a grievance then, Rico. My grievance is you don't have a question.
Oh, well, I drifted. I, on the way home, I lost signal for a little bit. Let me tell you this. I drifted on down the dial, and I caught your competition, and oh, my gosh. Oh, it's like walking into a room full of chainsaws, weeping and wailing, gnashing of teeth and screaming. Oh, Vicky had her panties all up in her craw, but you'll never guess why, guys. She had the Republican cheer on, and they were crying about Milwaukee and Dane County there and how the Republican vote is just flatlining and all the Dem votes are going up and up, and I think he used four ups.
Rico, hold that thought before you answer. Dominic, who is the Republican Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin?
Brian Schimming.
He only knows him because Schimming's a buddy of ours.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, so I just want to tell you guys, is this way up? What, are I get time here?
Yeah, you get one more, but I'm going to just say this. But also remember, Brian Schimming is a Republican, and they're the party that's all down for fascism. Just trying to point that out for the late arrivers, Rico. But go ahead.
But I just wanted to see, you know, I get home to and you guys, and it's so much more calmer and sweeter, and we're laughing. Heck, according to Don, we're even sexy, you know?
Technically, Rico.
Say it because it's true, Rico.
Technically, Rico, it's the panel that's sexy. But you, sir, you got that gravelly thing going on.
I'm a party with you, cowboy.
Yeah. 844-967-2789. Allie from Madison. Welcome, Allie. What do you got for us?
Hi, Allie.
Hi. I have a trivia question.
Excellent.
From the Solidarity Sing-Along Arrest.
Yes.
What is Meatloaf Cop real first name?
David.
No.
What is his real first name? Meathead?
Michael.
No, Meathead is David Davis.
Yeah, Meathead. You're thinking of a different person.
No, Meatloaf.
or Meathead, whatever you called him. Yeah. That's not David. I'm sure it's not.
Well, Allie, I'd love to give you a T-shirt, but sister, you can't be wrong and then expect to get a T-shirt. If Don knows the answer, I'm pretty sure you're wrong. I'm sorry. 844-967-2789. That is the correct answer. E-Bone, look him up. Meathead. He's in the files. Joanne from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Yes, all right. Can I go back to 2011 and the Wisconsin protest? Quick question.
Yes.
Okay, that summer, right before Occupy, we had an occupying mass of tents and all of that outside of the Capitol, and it made a ring around the Capitol, and it had a particular name. They called this encampment. It had some homeless people, but it had a number of other people. This was in the Soglin era, and I remember walking around with Paul Soglin. He saw the encampment. Now, what was it called?
Well, first and foremost, before I don't answer your question, I would like to point out the Devil's Advocates as a radio product have only existed since 2012. So I feel we should be exempted from pre-Devil's Advocates. We weren't as plugged in back then. I have no idea, Joanne. That's the answer. You win because I don't know. Walkerville.
It's Walkerville.
Maybe I knew that. Yeah.
Joanne, you get a T-shirt. Crude, you got to pull one aside. You got it.
Thank you so much. I'll see you sometime. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne. E-Bone, get her information for us, please, if you'd be so kind. And we'll send out a T-shirt, Joanne. And E-Bone, also send her a T-shirt, would you? 844-967-2789. We got the best team. Kevin from Madison. Welcome, Kevin. What do you got for us?
Hi, Kevin.
Well, I got three things. Being an HVAC guy, I solved your electrical problems, Crudy.
No, you didn't.
Is your electricity good?
No, I haven't had warm water since I got back from Wausau on Monday. I have not taken like a actual shower in warm water all week, dude. It's my hot water heater. It's my water softener. I got thousands of dollars of crap going on in the basement still. Just getting the lights on, I owe you big time for. But the rest of it, still a problem.
Okay. So now the next one is the grievance, but it's really not a grievance. I'm kind of glad Joe Biden took them documents, and he put them next to his Corvette so he could make a quick getaway. And so now it's going to level the playing field in 2024 when Trump and Biden run against one another because they both took documents. All right. My trivia is back to the 2012 election. What Republican candidate was not a Mormon but was on the borderline of being a polygamist?
Not a Mormon but on the borderline of being a polygamist. Well, there was a Bundy.
It was close.
What's that?
It was close. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say Cliven Bundy. I know that family had some weird things, sovereign citizen stuff, and he might have had some sister wives, but are you talking? I know Mitt Romney strapped the dog on the top of the car, but I'm not sure. Who are you talking about, Kevin?
And Mitt Romney was the religion of polygamist. It was Newt Gingrich, because remember he was married to his last wife, and she was dying.
Callista? No, the one before Callista. Not Callista with the dead eyes.
Correct. It's the one before Callista, and he wanted to have an open marriage, and Callista was fine with it, but his now-deceased or ex-wife did not.
Kevin?
No T-shirt for Kevin. You kind of have a curveball with the Mormon thing, man. I don't know. I mean, that's more of an open marriage
when you
question.
Come on, man. Come on. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Have a wonderful weekend. Heapman Brothers coming up at 7, Native Roots Radio. In the meantime, keep it locked. Civic Media. Thanks, E-Bone, for screening those calls.
It's just me and Fancy here right now.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.